the cocoon. Visiting my cousin's church, I found the preacher charming in his depiction of the apostles flying by the seat of their pants, Holy Ghost shirt tails, not knowing a blessed thing, brothers and sisters, but alert, just looking and whizzing around, imagine. So it was easy to take my sad self to the prayer line and let him go hammer and tongs, hands tight on my head, unlock, open those mighty floodgates, let inspiration pour, let it roll down. But then he just stopped, stepped back, said he had a word for me straight from the big guy. Don't touch the cocoon. But those floodgates, what happened to them? Those words gushing out. I wanted to ride that rush like a water park slide, not get some crappy, inscrutable word. But the minister grinned. Bird bait, he said. That's what you get if you open a cocoon too soon. That critter has to strengthen its wings. And how does he do that, my dear? Elbow and nudge, it shoves. Amused, he looked at me, one brow raised, as if he could see me four states away, back home, muttering to whatever's bigger and beyond, as I jogged the steep hill by the milking parlor, then down the farm road, past the placid cows, the open field, muttering about want, always wanting to break out, be free of my uptight, my don't-have self, whatever form it takes on any particular day, grievance or need. And do I even see the monarchs and viceroys drifting over the roadside milkweed, unperturbed by my passing, by the farm dog's bark and growl?